Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, in conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, I have part two of my conversation with Nate Oates, the head basketball coach at the University of Alabama. We're going to delve into how he helps others, what characteristics he will not compromise in players he recruits, and why parents should support their child's coach. Let's get to it. A lot of big promises are made when college basketball coaches are recruiting players to their program. Some might even say, though, that honesty isn't the policy of many program leaders. You'll hear in this episode what Oates thinks about honesty, but I want you to listen what his former boss, Bobby Hurley, said about him. Quote, "He's a straight shooter. There's very little filter with Nate," Hurley told Yahoo Sports. "There's almost a naive youthfulness, as he just has a natural joy for the game of basketball." Of that, there is no doubt. Nate Oates loves basketball. That was obvious in how hard he worked and how much he impressed college coaches, including Michigan State's Tom Izzo. To that end, I'm excited to share part two of my conversation with Coach Nate Oates because he's going to get candid in what he looks for in players he recruits and advice he has for parents and young athletes. Let's get right to it. How do you give back to others?
That's a great question. I think the easiest, most common way I think of it is I think of all the coaches that I went and observed, and they spent time with me. So every time I speak or I'm out, we tell all the high school coaches, like, hey, you're more than welcome to come, watch, observe. Now, I'm no genius by any stretch. I don't think there's too many geniuses in this game, but I'm more than willing to sit down and talk to you. You can watch practice, get whatever you want out of it. That's one. Now, the other way is I think, you know, I go back to when I played, and again, I was no big-time player, but think of all the guys that kind of helped me in my career, coaching, teaching. Like, the people that really cared about you as a person were the ones that you gravitated towards. So we went all into really caring about the players as individuals when I was a high school coach, and I tried to carry that on into college. I mean, we had a kid live with us for 2 years, kid Valdez Green, that just had an unfortunate situation that, you know, his dad was no longer around. He was, I think, killed when he was 4 years old. His mom was incarcerated for a drunk driving incident, and he didn't have a great situation, and he lived with us for 2 years. So you kind of pour into the kids' lives, and next thing you know, you've really poured into them. They're staying with you. So you try to give back in different ways like that, just people that helped you, and, you know, go help anybody that you possibly can in different scenarios that you can help them with.
Coach, how's he doing now?
Vinny, he's great. He's got three daughters. He's back in Detroit working. We stay in touch here and there. I mean, you know, he moved in with us when he was 17. He stayed with us at the end of his junior year, his whole senior year, and he came back and stayed with us even when he was a freshman in college, you know, on his vacations and stuff. He was kind of big brother to Lexi, my oldest.
And was that something that your wife was totally fine with too? I mean, you know, again, a lot of changes, and when you have somebody come live with you, I mean, that's always a, you know, can be a concern.
Yeah, that's a good question, because you don't want to do anything your wife's not comfortable with. So that's not a good way to live. So I kind of, his girlfriend was the one who told me about the situation. Like, hey, do you know what's going on with Vinny? And, you know, he stayed at, like, when I eventually, you know, took him to get his clothes and everything, like, we went to four different houses to pick all stuff up. So I kind of said to Chris, hey, do you mind if he just comes in for a couple of weeks till he gets this figured out? You know, she was like, yeah, you know, that's fine. She's always great with that too. She likes to be team mom and make some stuff on their birthdays and, you know, cookies and cupcakes and all that. So 2 weeks turned into 2 years. But Crystal was great with it. He did well. He's great with Lexi and great with our family. And he's real appreciative for what we're doing. So
Coach, as a father now, what are your biggest priorities for each of your kids' youth sports experience?
Well, I think in sports, you want them to be active, like get them out, do something. You know, I'm not forcing them to do anything, but you know, soccer seems like it's the easiest one to get them into at the youngest age. The net's at the ground. You can kick it in. You know, as a two-year-old can kick a ball through a net. Like, you know, basketball is a little bit different. But we do get them into basketball when they want, soccer. My wife's a volleyball player in college, so Lexi's big into volleyball and soccer both, and the two younger ones are still playing soccer and basketball and anything else where they can get active, you know, or they both like swimming a lot. So anything where they can get active, play on a team, learn some team concepts, learn how to function within a team and be a good teammate, you know, that's what we're pushing. Trying to teach them life skills through different sports, team sports that they have to, you know, they get upset with somebody on their team. Well, guess what? You're going to get upset with your wife. You know, I'm a male, that is, you know, but I got three daughters. You're going to get upset with classmates, your future husband, yeah, everybody. Learn how to deal with it. Learn how to handle it without yelling at each other and, you know, learn how to be a decent teammate.
What are key characteristics you will not compromise in student athletes that you recruit to your program?
When we say we want high character kids, you know, you kind of got to define that a little bit because everybody's got character flaws. I mean, you do, I do, we all do. So what are the ones that you're willing to work on? I mean, I think the one thing I really don't want to tolerate is somebody that continually lies to you. I mean, like you just, if you can't be honest, we're going to all screw up. I tell them that, look, I've screwed up. I screw up as a father, I screw up as a husband. Like, let's just admit the fact we screwed up and figure out the next best scenario and move on. I can help you if you're honest with me. So a kid that continually lies, or that, you know, when you make reference calls and, yeah, you know, they're not honest, those are the hard ones to deal with. But I think you want people you can build a trust with so they're honest with you. People that, the one we really need is we need people that love the game of basketball and they're unselfish. Like if you're all about yourself or you just don't really like basketball, you know, and it happens a lot in basketball. It obviously helps if you're taller in basketball. So kids that end up being tall, they get pushed this way, you know, hey, you should play basketball. You're tall for your age. Well, the kid plays basketball because somebody told them they should play basketball. They don't really love playing basketball. They're playing basketball because they happen to be tall. So if they don't love playing basketball, they're not going to get in the gym and do what they need to for you to be successful. So we want kids that love the game of basketball, that are good kids, high character kids that can admit when they're wrong and fix it. And then, you know, we kind of go through a whole list of some other stuff, but those would be the biggest ones. Like, hey, and do you have a work ethic? I mean, are you willing to work and are you competitive? Like, if you're willing to do all that, I think we, you know, provided you've got the necessary skill and athleticism that works, I think you can win a lot with kids like that.
We'll get back to the rest of the interview in just a minute. If you've enjoyed Winning Is Not Everything, there's a chance you'd absolutely love my new video series, Model Student Athlete. It's my passion to teach youth sports character traits to help athletes grow, not just on the field, but off the field. And this video course is just the thing to help them really level up. The 8 courses focus on different character keys like gratitude, effort, humility, and attitude. Each feature an impactful video that's roughly 15 to 20 minutes long and also comes with a lot of downloadable resources to keep the momentum going, as well as quotable memes and even a quiz to see if you've mastered becoming a model student athlete. You can get each of the 8 courses individually, or you can get a great discount plus some exclusive bonuses if you get one of the Model Student Athlete course bundles. Oh, and use the code WINNING to get an additional 40% off your purchase as a thank you to our listeners. Head to modelstudentathlete.com to get started and use the code WINNING for 40% off your purchase. Model Student Athlete, where character counts more than the score. You clearly developed a strong reputation at every level you've coached and made an impact on the young men that you've coached through the years. What's one thing you want them to walk away from their time with you?
I want them to know that I care about them as individuals, not just basketball. I mean, I've had kids transfer out of our program, whether it be high school or college, and I'm still cool with them. Like, I remember I had a kid transfer out going into a senior year. He'd been a starting point guard. Henry Partey had been a starting point guard sophomore, junior year for us. Another kid that was going to Michigan came in and was a point guard, and he felt like he needed to be a point guard, and I was okay with that. I like, kids can decide that your program's not the best fit for them basketball-wise, but I don't want anybody to ever leave saying I didn't care about them as an individual. So maybe it wasn't the best fit for them basketball-wise, and I'm fine with that. And they in certain situations, they're right. It wasn't. But I still care about you as an individual, and I want them to know that, and I want them to understand that, you know, when the Bible tells us to love our neighbor, well, even when I'm coaching you hard and I'm on you, it doesn't mean I don't love you. As a matter of fact, it talks about a lot, the wounds of a friend are better than the kisses of an enemy. Like let's make each other better. I'm going to get on you and push you really, really hard, but it's really just to make you better as a basketball player and really in life in general. So as long as they know that, I'm okay with, you know, whatever happens on the basketball floor with them, to be honest with you.
What's one message you've got for youth sports parents today?
Listen, don't try to tell the coach how to coach your son or daughter. Like that, like let them do their job and you do your job. Your job as a parent is to support them, not question the coach every time, you know, you get done with the game. Again, being a high school coach for 11 years, I had a lot of experiences on really good parents, really bad ones. I remember succinctly a phone call I had with a dad. You know, the kid had erupted, went crazy to the point we had to kick him off the team. I mean, you can't do what he did and keep him on the team. So when I'm explaining to the father, like this, his time with us is done. Like, you can't do what you just did, you know. And, you know, his question was, well, why do you think a kid would get to that point? His point to me, I think, was trying to make me feel like, yeah, we got him to that point where he could do that. And I already knew what was being said about him because, I mean, about us. I said, you know why a kid gets to that point is because when he gets in the car with you every day and he has to go home and listen to you criticize the coaching staff every day, how do you think he feels about the coaching staff? Like, he's bound to say something ridiculous when he has to listen to you criticize us every day. That's how I got to the point it got. So don't criticize your coaches in front of your kids. Like, if you have a legitimate complaint that needs to be addressed with the coach, just go address it. That's how you're as adults, and do it properly. Don't do it after a loss or after a game. Just send them an email. When's a good time to talk, and talk to them. But don't ever criticize the coach in front of the kid, because that will never help your child respect the coach like they need to and play hard for that coach like they need to do.
Last thing for you, what's one message you try to instill in kids who may look up to you or look up to your players?
I think who you are as an individual is a lot more important than what you do on the basketball floor or who I am as a coach. So, again, none of us are perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. We're going to be poor sons or daughters, poor fathers or mothers, poor husbands or wives. But, let's admit when we're wrong and let's move forward. So, I think, you know, even our players, like, maybe you're not quite good enough to play in the NBA, but, does that have any effect on what you are, how your character is? Like, you need to be really successful in whatever it is you do. So we've got a lot of really good players that we coach, but you're not all going to go play for money professionally overseas or in the NBA. Let's make sure that you're productive members of society, that you're, you know, looking out for other people's best interests, that you're loving your neighbor. We've got three core values: max effort, continuous growth, and selfless love. Are you giving max effort in everything? Schoolwork, basketball, your relationships, all that stuff. Are you getting better at everything you're doing? Schoolwork, basketball, relationships, whatever. And are you showing love towards your fellow coworkers, your teammates, your anybody that you come in contact with? Are you treating them like you'd want to be treated? If you're doing all that, and I think you're a pretty good human being, and you're going to have a successful life in whatever it is you're into.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, and all the great insights that you shared. I know it'll bless some people out there.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate you having me on.
I am so thankful that you tuned into this episode of Winning Is Not Everything. Please make sure to like the podcast, subscribe, and share with your friends. And if you have any questions for me, do not hesitate to reach out at my website, seankjensen.com. I really would like to hear from you. Plus, check out Model Student Athlete and email me with your impressions of it. Winning is not everything, but the three H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.